Hello， 大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是木木。
This is Rina。
就是我觉得我们有时候在说英文的时候特别特别的烦，因为生怕我们用词 too formal 太正式，又怕太 casual 太随意了，就觉得做人真难啊。Sometimes we're often stuck in the choosing the proper words when we're talking with foreign friends.
Yeah, I can understand that.
对，就比如说一群朋友，其中一个人说 We're going to the bar on Friday. Anyone want to come?就朋友说周五一起去喝酒啊，有没有人要去和我一起嗨呢？这个时候你想说啊，我也要去，我总觉得说啊、I want to come with you sounds like a little bit too formal.
It's a little formal. You could just say I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
就是我们直接啊，如果你想加入他们的聚会呢，说算我一个，我也去，直接就说 I'm in. 所以今天想和大家分享一些类似的表达。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记。欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。这样的口语化的表达呢还有非常非常的多。 There are a lot of spoken expressions that we could use in daily conversation.
Yeah, for example, here's one. I'm screwed.
I heard that often in the TV show.
Yep.
就是我们听这个比较多啊，就是我死定了，我完蛋了。 Like something bad is going to happen on someone.
Yeah, basically it means like something bad is going to happen to you or you've done something that will get you in trouble.
Yeah. 就是你自己害你自己啊，陷入这种一种完蛋了的这种境界。那么 screw 我们知道有螺丝钉的意思，那 screwdriver 就是螺丝起子，但是在口语当中呢，这个 screw 做动词就有这个毁掉和砸掉的意思。
So, for example, I could say, I slept through my interview this morning, I'm screwed.
Or, I locked my door and forgot to take the keys with me, I'm screwed.
Oh, I did that recently. Oops. So, another one, I told you so.
Yeah, every time I locked my keys in my apartment, yeah, I did that 3 times.
I've only done it twice.
It's the same. My mom often tell me off and say, I told you so, you should keep a key in your office.
Yeah, my mom said that I should just hide a key somewhere outside my door. Since I did it twice.
好，给大家解释一下，有人说最近这个我们和泽丽娜录节目之后说的中文越来越少了，是希望大家能够多多练习自己的听力。那刚刚造了两个句子，就是 I'm translating the sentences we just made. 啊，刚刚泽丽娜说啊，比如说我昨天睡过头了，错过了面试， I'm screwed. 哦，我完蛋了。那我说的呢，就是惨了，我把自己的钥匙锁在房间了，我也完蛋了。那我妈妈经常就说，你为什么不留在一个在办公室呢？对吧？特别不相信我。好了，那么 let's carry on. 好了，那就不啰嗦了，我继续了。这种表达就感觉就是那种 I told you so, 不听老人言，吃亏在眼前的感觉。It's my life too. Well, there's another one, you never know. It actually doesn't mean you don't understand or you know nothing about it, right?
No, so it means you can't be certain about something.
对，那刚刚分享的一个叫做 you never know, 并不是表示你不知道，而是表示呢，很多事情很难以预料，就是那种 you couldn't tell what will happen, right?
Yeah, for example, I could say you might need his help, you never know.
比如说刚刚子练造这个句子就是你可能会需要帮助，你怎么知道你不需要呢？那 I'll make another one.Like, will it happen again? Like my mom told me. I will say, I hope not, but you never know.
Da, 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 da. So another one we have is not a big deal.
就是 Zelina just shared another expression 叫做没啥大不了的，没什么大不了的。
Yeah, so we actually have like, okay, deal, or it's a deal, which is different. Deal is when you make an agreement. Right? But not a big deal is actually something that's a little different.
就是这个 deal 它这个词啊有交易的意思，但是在口语当中如果你说 OK deal 或者是 it's a deal 表示好一言为定说定了啊，比如说请我吃饭这个事情啊，那其实这个 a great deal of 还有大量的意思，后面我们经常会接这个复数的名词形式，我们要注意区分这个 deal 的一些表达以及它的一些意思。
So we have not a big deal, which is about the same as no big deal. An example, I could say, I've got a paper due, but it's not a big deal, it's easy.
比如说这个 not a big deal 和 no big deal, 它的意思是一样的。
If your friend failed his exam, you could comfort him and say, It's not a big deal. You still got time to take the next year's exam.
That's a long time. That's a really long time.
Yeah, it's a really long time to wait.
I don't want to study again. It's too much work.
Yeah.
All right, so today we have learned some interesting phrases. Let us begin. I'm in.
算我一个。
I'm screwed.
完蛋了。
Not a big deal or no big deal.
没啥大不了的。
I told you so.
我早就跟你讲过了。
You never know.
难说哦。You will never know when our podcast will be the end.
Oh, never.
You never know. 就是我们的节目又突然的戛然而止了。今天就给大家分享了一些比较地道的、比较口语化的一些表达。
All right, so our podcast will end soon.
我是木木。
This is Lena.
我们下期见。
下期见。
拜拜。
拜拜。